Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with a golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday morning, May the 7th, 2025, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. And we're going to talk about something very important going on here in Marion on Saturday, June the 7th. It is the Honor Flight at Home in Ohio. And joining us this morning to talk all about this and fill us in on how people can be a part of this is the event coordinator, Margie Saul. Margie, how are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Good.
It's fine.
Yeah, good to talk with you. Margie, for people who don't know about Honor Flight, kind of give people an overview of what it is.
Okay, many of you probably know, I've heard of Honor Flight Columbus and are familiar with that program where the Honor Flight sends free of charge World War II, Korean, Vietnam veterans to Washington, D.C. to see their monuments. My dad was a World War II veteran, and he could not travel to Washington, D.C., so we were in Florida with him a few years ago. He was on his scooter, had his World War II cap on. A lady came up to him and said, can you go to Washington, D.C. on our flight? And he had had some health issues and was told that he should not fly. So she said, we have an afternoon program that we would like to honor you for your service to our country. So we took him to that program, and I thought, oh, it's a wonderful program. And I decided that if I could convince Honor Flight Columbus to have a program here in Ohio, and Marion being my home community, to have it here. And so it took me about a year to convince them that there was a need for it. But I'm very proud to be the event coordinator for that. And I have to use the name Honor Flight because it's affiliated with Honor Flight Columbus. So when it's Honor Flight at Home Marion, it's the only one in the state of Ohio that they have approved. And because of Honor Flight, some get confused, say, well, I can't fly. But being affiliated with Honor Flight Columbus, I have to use that. So the program is at home. They're not flying. And the event will be, as Scott mentioned, on June 7th. And we'll be glad to honor World War II, Korean, and Vietnam veterans. The families really appreciate having this being an option.
Now, Margie, what happens at this event?
Well, there's a lot of planning that goes into it. Like, for instance, last year when we had it, I began planning for this year. But I have many, many volunteers. So when the veterans come, there's a group that gathers, a motorcycle group that gathers over at Meyer. They come over and they help the veterans get in. There's also the Marion County Explorers are helping park cars. I had a lady last year, a daughter of a veteran, and she had her dad in a wheelchair. She wanted the mother to come. She was in a wheelchair, and she thought it was going to be very challenging to get them into the building. So with ones outside, made it very convenient for her to get them into the building. So once they're into the building, they get register. They have to have an application prior to coming, which helps me in planning, so I know how much to get ready for the veterans. But they get a shirt that has Honor Flight on it. They get a lanyard. So when they are after they check in, they look like they're going to be flying, but they're staying on the ground. They go on down the hallway. They get their picture taken at the American flag. And then there's other displays. I have a young gentleman that has a display, and also we have locally displays. The Marion County Historical Society is very supportive of the program, and they have impersonators of presidents. So we've had President Harding, President Roosevelt, Truman, just a few that have come, and they will be greeting the veterans as they go in the auditorium and as they are in there getting ready for the program. While they're waiting, we have some snacks, cookies, water that they can enjoy before the program starts. The check-in starts from 1 to 2, and the program starts at 2 o'clock on June 7th. Families can come also. Prior to coming, I like for the veteran or the family to decide one person that will sit with the veteran at the table in the auditorium. Then when they go to Washington, D.C., they have a guardian, and that guardian accompanies them that's been trained. However, here, I ask them to choose one person to sit with them, and then other family and friends can sit at the chairs behind. During the program, the Marion Veterans Council posts the colors. We have the Star-Spangled Banner, the Pledge of Allegiance. We have the, they post the colors, we have the FDR prayer. We have an overview of kind of the history of Honor Flight and how Honor Flight at Home came to be. We had sing songs saluting the branches of service. I have a guest speaker this year that is a 30-year retired colonel from the Air Force. We have a mail call, which is very special for the veterans, and at the end we sing God Bless America. We have a benediction, the colors are retired, and then the family and friends that were in the chairs behind form the gauntlet down the hallway. If you've seen on TV, when the veterans come back on the airplane from D.C., they have the big welcome home. We do the same thing here. We have the family and friends go to the hallway, and then as each veteran and the person that sit with them in the auditorium, the name of the veteran, the branch of service, and when they served, and everyone's out in the hallway cheering and clapping for them, and then they're dismissed for a safe travel home.
Now, Margie, is the public invited to come watch the program?
Absolutely. I really would like for that to show the support that we appreciate the veterans of what they have done for our country. But yes, the public, and a lot of times family will say, "Well, are you sure we can come?" Yes, I want the family to be there present so they can see the veteran be honored.
Now, who qualifies for this veteran-wise? I know there's a certain span of people who qualify.
Yes. Well, originally it was like 1941 to 1975. Honor Flight Columbus then add where you can be 65 years and older with one day of active duty. The other day I had someone ask me, well, I served in the National Guard, also in the Reserves. Does that qualify for the program? The same guidelines for Honor Flight at Home is what the same as what Honor Flight Columbus has. So it would be anyone that's 65 years, a veteran that's 65 years and older, has served one day of active duty. If they're in the Reserves or National Guard, they serve 20-plus years.
Hmm. As far as this event, I imagine there's a lot of emotion involved that day.
Yes, especially at the end of the program when we dismiss him to the hallway. Because I had a veteran last year, he was 100 years old, and he just, when he saw the people in the hallway clapping and cheering, he just couldn't believe it. And he just took his hat off and started twirling it around and saying, 100 years old, 100 years old, as he went down that hallway. So that was really neat to see that. And I see him once in a while now, and he smiles at me like, oh, that was the best day of my life.
Mm. It sounds like a tremendous event. Now, as far as getting involved, we now know who qualifies. If somebody wants to be involved in this, how do they do that?
Well, I have a lot of volunteers that have come every year. They'll say, well, Margie, when is the next program? In fact, I've set the date for next year. I won't reveal that right now because it might get confused with this year's date, but this year being June 7th. But, you know, volunteers can come. It's I have certain stations where I have them, and then the auditorium, either in the hallway or auditorium, if folks just want to come and congratulate. Every veteran has a story to tell. And it's great, and that's history. So it's important that we listen to their story. And so if volunteers want to come, I would have a something they could do, or just being there to support the veterans, whether it be in the hallway or in the auditorium.
Now, the veterans do have to submit an application. What is that process, and what are the deadlines at this point?
Okay, the deadline for the application this year I had as May 27th. It helps me if they're turned in sooner than that, but there's just a one-page application that just has, their name and address and email. It's very short. It gives their service history, because we like to have that, especially when we're announcing their name. and some of their service during the mail call. And then it has like an emergency or contact information on it, and then they sign and date it. When they turn the application in, then I usually contact the family to tell them a little bit more about them, because probably family will be coming to let them know where they're to park, what door they came in, and a little bit about the program, just as I have mentioned to you, so that they know what will be expected that day.
How would someone get the application, and where do they need to turn it in at?
Okay, the application can be obtained from me. The best thing probably to call me, and then I can get information from the one that calls. My number, that's Margie Saul. I am the event coordinator. My number is 740-360-8902. I'll repeat that again, 740-360-8902. If you give me a call, then I can chat with you a little bit, and I can get maybe the email. It's good for me if I have an email of the person that's calling, then I can attach the flyer and the application, and then they can make as many copies as they want to. The ones that call or submit applications, I ask, do you know of others that can come? So you can print off as many as you want, and please share them, because it's getting the word out to the community. And as I mentioned, this program is open to any veteran in the state of Ohio that's not able to travel to Washington, D.C., and has not been on the Honor Flight Columbus program.
And the deadline for submitting these applications is May the 27th.
It is. But I would never deny a veteran to be honored. But I would encourage if you could get those in prior to, or by the 27th, so that I can get things organized and ready for the veterans. It just makes a smoother day for me because it gets very busy that day. But so I would like for applications to be turned in prior to attending.
You know, Margie, what does this do for the veterans? You've obviously done these events in the past. What do you think it does for the veterans who are able to come out and participate?
Well, I think, especially for the Vietnam veterans, they were not treated very well when they came back home. I mean, all the veterans tell me, just like the one I mentioned, 100 years old, he was so happy and proud. He still remembers that day, and that was a great day for him, and I'm so happy for that. Same thing for the Korean. But the Vietnam veterans, when I see a Vietnam veteran, they oftentimes, when I mention about the program, they hesitate. And I say, well, you know, you need to be honored. Well, I don't think I want to. And I said, well, even though you may have the feelings and weren't treated like you should have been, you still need to be honored because you served our country. So I'll share with you, and I've used this story many times, so some listeners may have heard this before, but a couple years ago, I had a Vietnam veteran, and I told him he really needed to come to be honored. And he said, well, I'll think about it. So he did turn his application in, and he came to the program, and after the program, he wrote me a note and said all the feelings that had been built up inside of him all those years were totally erased in that one afternoon. So that's pretty powerful to, you know, making a difference, to letting them know that they are appreciated. And I mentioned that at the program that day, that at the end, we hope the veterans feel that they've been respected, they have been appreciated, and hope they had a good day.
Well, it's an amazing, amazing story, and it's an amazing event, without question. And this encompasses World War II veterans, not a whole lot of those left, but they are still out there, thank goodness. Korean veterans, Vietnam veterans, as you said, they faced a lot of trouble when they came back from Vietnam. It's so nice that at this point in their life that they are able to be recognized. And you know what I've noticed in public as of late? If people have a hat on that signifies that they're a veteran, or a pin, even young kids will say thank you for your service. That wasn't happening so much 20 years ago, but I see a lot more of it now.
Yes, that's absolutely correct, Scott. I'm a former school teacher in Marion City, and I would do programs with my students and tell them that, you know, it's so important to thank them for their service. And if you want to go up to a veteran, I was at a school last year here in Marion, and I did a little program, and then the students made cards because the veterans love to get mail in their mail call, especially from students. And so I mentioned to them, I said, you know, your parents do not want you going up to strangers, but if you see a person that has a cap on, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and I shared my dad's World War II hat with them. I said, this is what the hats look like that you might see when you're out. And I told them, I said, just look at them and salute. And I said, they'll really respect you for that.
You know, it's also very interesting. Here in Marion, they've done a great thing. They've put the banners up on a lot of the polls of I believe, people who've been involved in the military and even deceased members of people's families who were involved in the military. And that's a great thing to see here. And I know they gather later this month on a certain day at a certain time, and they gather under those banners to honor those soldiers. And I was just thinking about the deceased members in people's families. Are they welcome to participate in this in any way?
They're welcome to come to the event, certainly, if they would like to, show the support for the veterans that are being honored.
Absolutely. Sounds great. So again, we do want to mention it is a free program. It is held on Saturday, June the 7th at Tri-Rivers Vocational School, Route 95 East here in Marion. Check-in starts at 1 p.m. Program is scheduled from 2 to 3 p.m. The deadline for submitting applications is set for May the 27th. The sooner the better. And if you have any questions about this big event, important event, Honor Flight at Home in Ohio, in Marion, call Margie Saul at 740-360-8902, 740-360-8902. Margie, what has this event done for you?
Well, I think it's just very rewarding, and be able to do something for the community, basically outreach. And when you say veterans for this program, people are willing to contribute their time as well as monetarily. And I'm proud to be able to fund this program totally on my own, independent of Honor Flight Columbus. But they said, you know, we're in there with you. We'll help you. But I'm just very proud that this can be done. And it's the big day, like June 7th, the big day coming up. It's just so rewarding that day to see the smiles on the veterans' faces, and the families really appreciate it.
What a great job. Well, Margie, thank you for all you do, and thanks for coming on today, and we certainly wish everybody well coming up on June the 7th. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott, for having me on today. Appreciate
it. Bye-bye. Margie Saul, what a great event this is. Honor Flight at Home in Ohio, in Marion, coming up on Saturday, June the 7th. Tri-Rivers, Route 95 here in Marion. And it's a free program. Check-in starts at 1. Program scheduled to run from 2 to 3. Deadline for submitting applications, May the 27th. And if you would like an application, call Margie Saul at 740-360-8902. Anyone who served active duty in the military, 1941 to 1975. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 30 minutes past the hour. It's great to see the Vietnam veterans honored. Great to see the World War II veterans who are still around honored, the Korean veterans, and people who did so much to make this country a safe place for us. And that's always been the case, and that always will be the case. You certainly cannot be angry with the military. You may not have always liked what was done, but the military itself, I don't think, is where you have a problem. All right, phone lines again are open, 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say in regard to that or anything else going on in Marion, certainly talking about the election results from last night's primary election, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And again, if you hadn't heard, Rob Smith won the 3rd Ward primary against incumbent Jason Schauber. I do want to read this again because Buffalo Wild Wings was the supporter of our big election coverage last night. Exciting changes are coming to Buffalo Wild Wings here in Marion. They're currently remodeling to bring you an even better game day experience. While they freshen things up, their dining room will be closed for renovations May the 12th through the 15th. But don't worry, we'll be serving up your favorites for takeout and delivery only during that time. Full service returns on May the 16th. They can't wait to welcome you back. Blazin' Rewards members, be sure to check your account for exclusive remodel-related promotions. They've got something special just for you. Thanks for your patience and loyalty. They're making big moves to serve you better, and that's Buffalo Wild Wings on Marion Mount Gilead Road here in Marion, and they were our supporter for the election coverage last night. Well, we had some interesting guests last night. Weslyn Davis came in. I had never met Weslyn. She's running for state rep in the 86th Congressional District. I believe Tracy Richardson is termed out there. And Weslyn was in the 3rd Ward yesterday campaigning for Ralph Smith. She came in last night, very short notice. We did an interview, lasted about 45 minutes to an hour. I found her very interesting. I like the idea that young people, 40 and under, are getting involved in politics. And that would be her. And I like the idea that she came in on short notice. Dealing with the media, very important for politicians. Did anybody hear the Weslyn Davis interview last night? And do you have any thoughts on that? It was interesting. Or the 3rd Ward primary. We can still talk about that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you would like to continue to talk about the city council meeting on Monday, we can do that as well. And by the way, if there's anything else on your mind, feel free to weigh in. We talk about anything here. And yesterday was a good example of that. We talked about chickens and key issues and all kinds of things going on over in Caledonia at their city council meeting. One of the funniest lines yesterday, and it wasn't meant to be funny, and again, I don't know that any city council meeting is having large attendance, but yesterday, standing room only in Caledonia is 16 people. That it's just a funny line. No negatives toward the city of Caledonia, or the I guess it's not a city, the area of Caledonia. All right, go ahead, caller.
Just wanted to call in and to remind everyone that Saturday, May 24th, 11:30 to 12:30, is Stand By Your Banner Today, your veterans' banner. So even if you don't know who is on that banner, and it happens to be in your front yard, honor them by standing for 1 hour, or set up a picnic table, a card table, chairs, have a little picnic, stand there and honor them for 1 hour. It would be really cool if we could line people up on the major streets where all of these banners are, line up like you do for the popcorn parade.
Well, it's true. I love that all these events are being done for veterans, because the World War II veterans are certainly up in age and leaving us all the time. And as Margie said, the Vietnam veterans were not treated very well. And I think this is great. And the Vietnam veterans are not exactly young anymore at this point. So it's nice.
They're in their 80s.
Yeah, 70s and 80s, I think. And so it's great to see that this has finally come full circle. And, I don't want to guise this in politics, but it kind of reminds me that no matter how bad things get, and for the Vietnam veterans, it was pretty bad when they came back. We may not get it right at the time, but eventually we do. And I think this is a good example of that.
Well, we have to be careful what we do in life and in politics. emotionally triggered things and making a decision, knee-jerk decision, is not good for oneself or others. But take 1 hour, 11:30 to 12:30 on Saturday, the 24th, to honor our veterans or your veteran.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 37 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. A lot on the table this morning. Hey, if you want to talk about veterans, we can do that anytime. I'm completely open to having that conversation. I think that's a wonderful thing to do with airtime here in the morning. Or, again, if you want to talk about last night's primary election results, we can do that. If you want to talk about city council on Monday, we can do that. It's an interesting time right now. I don't know. You know, a lot of people would say it's a bad time. I don't know that it's a bad time. I think we're doing what we're doing. And as I've always said, this is specific to Marion right now. I can't speak to any place else. But it's very clear that if you have an R next to your name for Republican in Marion, you are going to do very well. Now, I don't know that that means you're the best candidate. I don't know that that means you're the best person to do the job. But you're going to do well. And that's okay, because that's what the voters want to do. But history is going to tell the tale, as I keep saying and have said for a long time now. History is going to tell the tale on these politicians. And what is the tale going to be? What is the tale going to be? Is it going to be they did good? To me, the thing that a politician can do above all else is bring people together. And if you're able to do that, then I think you're a success above all else. You know, we talk about the economy and everybody wants a good economy. We talk about immigration and everybody wants immigration to be worked out correctly. We talk about personality and all of that. But you know what? What it really comes down to, could you bring people together? Could you build bridges instead of putting up walls? And, you know, that's how all politicians are measured in the end. And you know what? I would not want some people's record in politics. And you know what? Also, I guess certain things have been done. There's nothing wrong with making a mistake. I make mistakes all the time. But I would not want to be caught sticking to a mistake and not apologizing for a mistake forever. That's not a good look in history's view. So there you go. Again, phone lines are open. 20 minutes left in the program. If you've been thinking about saying anything, feel free to buzz in. 740-383-9944. Okay, well, let's see. What else was on the ballot sheet last night? Well, we had the gas aggregation in Marion County. That went down by a slim margin. 12 votes. Shows you it's important to vote. We had the proposed tax levy renewal in Pleasant Township, fire, 5 mills. That passed 96 to 40. All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I want to thank Jason Jobber for being our council person all these years, and hopefully he'll get back in it.
And you had a little bit of a falling out with him, but yet you say thank you for doing what he did.
Well, yeah, but he, you know, even though I had an issue there with him, he's the one that comes on and talks and let us know. You know, so that trumps the issue I had with him. You know, it wasn't a big issue anyhow. And then as far as your first caller, I mean, I don't think, you know, that you are attacking, you know, Collins. I mean, trying to get him to come into a meeting like you had with Scherzer, and I don't see that attacking him.
You know, the mayor and I are fine. We really are. We saw each other on Monday. That whole issue that he and I are at odds has really been contrived. I think it comes from the idea that he has not come on the show, and all other mayors always have. That really is all there is to it. He's never said anything to me that has been rude. I've never said anything to him that's been rude. We've never had a bad interaction. He doesn't say hello to me sometimes, but we've never had a nasty interaction. There's never been anything like that. So I think this idea that he and I are at odds is really blown up, because when I went to the podium on Monday night, he's right there beside me, and he was nodding the whole time. He acknowledged me on Monday. He said, "I'm glad you don't take this personally." We really do not have a bad relationship. So, you know, and I've said, I think what he thinks he's doing is right. I believe that he believes what he's doing is right. And I also believe that he is going to, after Monday, make the right decision when it comes to this whole closing City Hall thing. I have to believe that he heard that crowd. I have to believe that he heard the media. I have to believe he heard counsel, all of which said, we don't want this way. So this is his moment to show us that he listens to people. And I do believe he listens to people. And I'm going to have faith that he's going to do the right thing until he doesn't. So there you go.
Well, and then, you know, that segment you was playing where he was talking about Jason Schaubern, you know, trying to eliminate him from meetings and stuff and saying he's a blabbermouth. That's not attacking him. That's reporting what's going on.
Well, that's right. And he and I have never had a conversation about that. So, I mean, you know, listen, here's the thing. And all politicians at some point or another are not going to like the way the story's reported. I am very sure that Ayers Ratliff did not like us reporting on what he was accused of about a year ago.
Right.
But that's the way it goes. That's news. I'm sorry. That's just how it works. We also reported when the charges were dropped. So that's the way that goes. I'm sure Ray Grogan didn't like that. Now, do I believe that everybody likes everything we report? No. I'm sure Mayor Collins has not. I'm not saying that. But I'm also saying, is there a personal anger between him and I? No, absolutely not.
Well, when you get in politics, if you're thin-skinned and can't take, you know, people talking about, you know, you in different ways, I mean, that's not something you want to get into if you can't take it.
Well, I'll tell you what's been very interesting to me about this election is the outpouring for Jason. I don't ever remember this happening. I don't ever remember a candidate losing and people releasing statements in his support. I mean, Tara Dyer, I know, is not a friend of Jason Schaubert, and she's not even in his political party. She praised him. Brenda Donegan is a journalist. I don't know if she agrees with Jason or not, but she certainly never praised him before. She did today. Tarina Rose, I've never heard her praise Jason in public. She attached her name to it and did it. Said most person who most went out for his constituents in the 7 years she was clerk. Mayor Scherzer, I bet 90% of the time didn't agree with Jason. Says a nice thing about him. Yeah, so I'm saying these people, Jason is probably not feeling the greatest today, but you know what? If people who disagree with you can say this nice stuff about you, who aren't even your close friends, you know, that's got to make you feel good in a lot of ways.
Right. Well, I appreciate him, you know, keeping us up to date and answering questions about different things that's going on. And that's more than anybody else, you know, on council says. You know, some people think that you are against the Republicans in general, but you just report what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
And they're always welcome. And I will always, the door is always open to anybody who wants to come on, Republican, Democrat, whatever. And I will also say that Ralph Smith is welcome on this program. I have reached out to him. It hasn't happened yet. We did have a conversation on Monday night, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Well, thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, we have a question from somebody listening online here. Veterans, the Veterans Banner Day, 11:30 to 12:30 or 12:30 to 1:30. You know what? I think I heard it right, but I don't want to say the wrong thing and misinform people. So, if somebody wants to fix this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Is it 11:30 to 12:30 or 12:30 to 1:30 on the 24th of this month? Is it May? I think it is May. 740-383-9944. 48 minutes past the hour of May the 7th. Wednesday, May the 7th, 2025. Yeah, that's where we are, 2025. Go ahead, caller.
11:30 to 12:30.
That's what I thought. 11:30 to 12:30.
Yeah, Saturday morning.
On the 24th.
24th.
All right, we got it. Thank you. 11:30 to 12:30 is the correct date on the 24th. So that's important. Again, phone lines are open. We're down to the final 12 minutes of the program. So if you've been thinking about calling in, please feel free to go ahead and do that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts on elections, thoughts on veterans, thoughts on anything at this particular point. We are open to it all here on WGH Talk. Well, what else is going on? Well, let's see. Well, you know what? I'll tell you something. We were not really sure if we were going to do primary coverage last night because it was not much. We'll take the call here, but everybody came in on short notice and did what they needed to do. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, that one that called in at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Was that a joke? That one that
found you? Oh, at the top of the show today?
Yeah, was that for real?
No. No, it was a joke.
I'm kind of gullible. I'll be honest. I don't always see the forest because sometimes the trees are in the way.
No, but I'll tell you what. Hey, it was obviously a good impersonation, and in radio, it came across okay.
Well, like I said, the fact that it may have fooled me doesn't have anything to do with anything because I'm kind of gullible.
Well, you sound good. How you doing? Went through surgery last week.
Yep, getting stronger every day.
So you have any thoughts on anything? Veterans, elections, city council meetings, the whole shebang?
I usually try to steer clear of the political things for the obvious reasons.
Right.
But Jason was definitely, I'll say, my own words, a watchdog for this. Those are some big shoes to fill because he was a watchdog. That guy was a pit bull for the city, the people.
I really am shocked this morning, the outpouring from people who I don't think are his friends, who are of the opposite party. What do you make of this?
Well, that's not my ward, and I'm independent, and that's not my ward, but I will say just from having attended, you know, the few council meetings that I was able to attend here and there and just see him in action, that dude, he is unapologetically a watchdog for the city of Marion.
Well, hey, I appreciate it, and I'm glad you're doing well.
All right, keep on keeping on, right, Scott?
Keep on keeping on. Thank you. All right, again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944, Wednesday, May the 7th, 2025. Let's see, 51 minutes past the hour. If you've been thinking about calling in, now's your shot. Give your thoughts. 740-383-9944. You know, after that four-hour council meeting on Monday night and the election coverage last night, it has been a long 2 days. But we're still here. We're still here. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city. Finally, somebody got it. The first caller that called in.
It was a good impersonation, though.
Sarcasm is, you know, it makes one think. You know, it provokes thought because it reflects on people. And, you know, if you don't look in the mirror and have a good reflection, hey, your life is screwed.
You got it. Thanks. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 52 and a half minutes past the hour. If you want to get in on the conversation, we would love to hear from you. Certainly the conversation today seems to be revolving around the fallout from last night's primary, in which Jason Schaber was defeated incumbent in the Republican Third Ward primary by Ralph Smith. Okay, 740-383-9944. But, you know, everybody who came in last night to do the primary coverage, Christian Pearson and Terry Tackett and Matt Morgan and Weslyn Davis, Aaron Rollins, Jason Schaber, Tara Dyer, none of them, the decision was made very late. And also kudos to Buffalo Wild Wings for supporting that broadcast last night. We certainly thank them. All right, 740-383-9944. 7 minutes left to go in the broadcast. You know, I was having the conversation yesterday with somebody who felt that the 30-minute City Hall suggestion, I guess is the best way to put it, from the mayor that the room be cleared 30 minutes after the gavel bangs on city council meetings was a good idea. They thought it was a good idea. So there are those people out there. You know, I don't, and I'm not saying, listen, it's never wrong to have an opinion. I'm not saying it's wrong to have an opinion. But I don't think people quite understand what this is about. It's not about courtesy. It's not about people being able to go home. Because obviously, if a councilman runs out of there or an administration person runs out of there, you're not going to be able to interview them and you're not going to be able to meet with them. But for the people who do, they should be able to have the place to do it. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, how are you doing this morning?
You know what? Tired, but okay.
I bet. I just wanted to call and say that, you know, I listened in a little bit last night to the election with Jason Schaber, and that really surprised. I mean, it surprised me, but it doesn't. I think they've lost a really good person. I really don't know the man. Don't know him from Adam. But it just seems like that, you know, he was really involved, and he was really involved in his third ward, you know, situation. And I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, it's like I said, I've said it 1,000 times this morning, but maybe it's good to say it 1,000 times. The outpouring from people like Tara Dyer and Mayor Schertzer and Tarina Rose and Brenda Donegan, who the majority of those people, I don't think spend any time with Jason. They're not friends with him, and most of them disagree with him, I think, policy-wise, but that they are giving him his props today says something about him. And as I've said, it's probably not the best morning for Jason, but if that's your legacy on city council, that even the people who disagree with your policies can say you're a good person, that's a pretty good way to go out.
Well, and that's the way it needs to be. I mean, that's what our country's founded on. And I mean, I say often to people that if, you know, one party was taken completely out and there only remained one party, you know, within a week there'd be two parties again, you know. Where they agreed before, they would disagree now, and they'd go at each other. So I saw where Ron Prater had posted, you know, that he was, you know, congratulated him on his humbleness and the way he was handling the situation, and wished him well. And, I think that's a good thing. I had a moment of conversation with Mr. Prater at the committee meeting the other day. And, I would say to Mr. Prater that, you know, I hope he finds his voice. It seems like he's trying to find his voice. I really don't know him. And he wants to vote the way he wants to vote, but I think he's in a struggle with that right now.
Since you were there on Monday night, what did you make of the whole discussion about the closure of City Hall?
I mean, there's so many, there's a police station downstairs, which was said, well, there's not really police in the police station. As I said, that just that night, I think I counted almost 10 just walking by or police cars. If we have that many extra cruisers, that seems kind of strange to me. But in the end, though, I think that that Mayor Collins seemed to acquiesce to some of the suggestions, and then when he even threw the bone out there that, you know, maybe I'll create a room or a space or a public space for this, you know. I mean, and that's why I got up and went up and thanked him. You know, it has nothing to do with like or dislike. It's just that, you know, if you're going to work with people, you gotta say, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. It doesn't have anything to do with liking them. So.
Right, and I do think Mayor Collins is going to get this right. Like I say, until I'm proven wrong, I think he's going to get it right.
Sure.
Hey, well, thanks for being out there and call anytime.
All right, bud. Have
Bye-bye.
A good day.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And, you know, as we're headed into our final couple minutes here, you know, I also want to say, I am not friends. What's a friend? Define a friend. I've never been out to eat with Jason. Jason's never bought me a large Diet Coke. He's never bought me a pizza. You know, we're not that kind of friends. It's all interviews and meetings at city council and that sort of thing. That's pretty well been the relationship all these years. But when you're a friend to the media, and a friend to the media just means you speak. You come in, you speak, even when maybe you would rather not. And there's never a set topic. That says something to me, and I think that says something about the person. And to be frank, all of the outpouring from the listeners, all of the outpouring from the people who, as I say, probably didn't agree with Jason on everything this morning. You know, that says something. And you know what? I'm never going to give my political opinion on something, but it doesn't take a crystal ball to say that Jason is a good man and a good guy. And you just hear the story about helping till that community garden years ago. You don't have to look any further than that. So there you are, and Ralph Smith, what do? You wish him best for the people in the third ward, and Ralph will do what he'll do, and we'll report on it, and we hope Ralph comes in. So that's the show for today. Hope you enjoyed it. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
2-7, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was cool.